States in the Zohar HaKadosh, he compares this man of Kriyas HaTorah to a person, to Klal Yisrael, to the Bnei Yisrael, standing at Har Sinai. Look at the Zohar and Parashas Vayakel. He mamash says this doim that the Maharam, one of the Rishonim, he would stand the entire Kriyas HaTorah. And he would say that Me'ikah HaDin, there is no Chiyah for a person to stand during Kriyas HaTorah. We'll get to that halacha Be'ez HaShem. But it's Roy, says the Maharam, to stand. Why? Zuk the Maharam, a person has to realize that at this man of Kriyas HaTorah, at that exact moment, he is being Mekabel Torah from Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, or Klal Yisraelim, in the Pasuk, was standing. Azoi Shteitin Maram. Very, very chomel. The Sfarim bring down a wonderful thing. The Sfarim tell us that when a person reads the Torah, the Balkoira, the person lining, so he is doimet to Moshe Rabbeinu that bringing the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the person that has an aliyah, the regular person from the tzibah that's getting an aliyah, is doimet to the shliach, that he is being mekabel and taking the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu and distributing it to the whole Klal Yisrael. So unbelievable thing, the Levush brings this down. In Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, the Levush says that the person reading the Torah, the Balkoir, is doimet to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the person getting an aliyah is doimet to the shliach of Gans Klal Yisrael. In the Tosfos Yontov and other Sfarim like the Ginnis Rodim and others, they go even a step further to say that the person lining the Balkoir is doime to the Ribbono Shel Olam, giving the Torah, and the person getting the Aliyah is like Moshe Rabbeinu bringing it down, transmitting it over to Klal Yisrael. As I state in Tosfos Yontov, as I state in the Ginnis Rodim, the Sforim are telling us a tremendous Yisoid, and this is something that we should realize, and Be'ez Hashem we're going to learn over today and the next shiur, that Kriyas HaTorah that we have on the Shabbos twice, on a Monday, on a Thursday, on Yom Tov, on Tainis, whatever it may be, it seems like something that just comes into Tefillah as, you know, one of those things that sort of have to fill the time. Obviously, we both say from the Sforim that this man of Kriyas HaTorah is a tremendous man. And there are certain things that we'll see Be'ez Hashem and the Halachas and the Minhagim that are negated to every single person that you have to know. You go up to the Torah to get an Aliyah, you have to know what to do, how to do it, b'choli b'choli. There's a Maritika Yaivitz. The Yaivitz wants to know, why is it that in every shul we place the bima in the same place? The hainu, in the middle kamat of the shul. The bima is normally the central place of the base medrash, of the base akneses, and all the tzibur are around, surrounding the bima. Zuk the Yaivitz, a tremendous yisoid. The Yaivitz says the reason for this, the reason that the bima is dafk in the middle of the base akneses, and the whole tzibur are standing around. Zuk the Yaivitz is like this, it's exactly doima to Har Sinai. It's doima to when Klal Yisrael, when Makabal turned out Sinai, our Sinai was in the middle, and God's Klal Yisrael were surrounding us. So he stayed in the Yaivitz. There's a Mayutika Ramchal. The Ramchal in the Sefer Derech Hashem, right at the end of Perek Dalet, wants to explain why Chazal were Masakin Kriyas HaTorah, which we'll explain in a moment. And he says like this. He says that the Talmud Torah of Rabbim, the Hainu, when you've got the Rabbim, the Tzibur, who are standing together now doing Kriyas HaTorah, that Talmud Torah of the Rabbim that happens during Kriyas HaTorah is Ein Doime, and you can reach higher heights with that Torah, because it's Torah the Rabbim, more than a person sitting and learning by himself. The Ramchal writes this in Derech Hashem. It's tremendous, tremendous Yisoid. Now, where's the Makor of Kriyas HaTorah? There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Bom Metzia Daf Pei Beis tells us Lemaisa, the Nevi'im u'Masakin Kriyas HaTorah on a Monday and a Thursday. What's the reason? Zug the Gemara Pashat. They didn't want Klal Yisrael to go 3 days without Torah. Fret Tosfos HaShaila. Says Tosfos HaShaila. Baba Kama. Tosfos wants to understand, why dafka Monday, Thursday? Why not Tuesday, Thursday? Like, Kilo, why they pick Monday, Thursday? Tuesday, Thursday also would have been good. As they fret Tosfos, answers Tosfos to Yisoid, and Tosfos says he brings a Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. When was that? Oh, there's a Gemara in Peches, it's every day. Oh, but Tosfos says Thursday. he went to recover the Torah. When did Moshe Rabbeinu come down? On a Monday. Zotosis. Since there's an Eis Rotzon on a Monday and a Thursday, because those were the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up and down Sinai, Mimeira Zotosis, that's why they were Kiveya, Kriya Satoya, on a Monday and a Thursday, based on this Eis Rotzon. Similar to this, Yisoy, the Rashba says, is the same thing as Tosfos, that there's a special Siyata Dishmaya on a Monday and a Thursday that every other day of the week doesn't have. As I state in the Rashba. So the Shail is good in Achanami. Al Chiv to line, Al Chiv of Kriyas at Torah, yeah, comes from where? The Gemara. The Gemara says we don't want to go 3 days without Torah. What's the Eis Rotzon going to do with it? What's the connection? What's the Shaychus from the Eis Rotzon and Kriyas at Torah every 3 days? So the Levush. The Levush brings down in Simukuf Lam and Hesikot and Aleph, and he wants to explain as follows. Look, the Levush. That since on a Monday and a Thursday, Chlal Yisrael in Shachas are Marba B'Tachnunim, as we know, we say extra long Tachnun, the Sfadim say even longer. Zug de Levush, since there's extra Marba Tachnunim, Mimela, we do Kriyas HaToyah on that day, so we get the Schus over there. The problem with that Levush is that wasn't Mashman Tosus that way. Tosus said that was because it's because of 3 days of that Torah, nothing to do with Eis Rotzon and nothing to do with Marbim Tachnunim, but because really there's an Eis Rotzon on a Monday and a Thursday. So what's Pshat? So you look at the Bach. The Bach with the Machzor Shekel explains Pshat like this, that the moment of Kriyas HaTorah, it's that moment that Klal Yisrael, that the Tzibur are going to be standing in Shul every Monday and every Thursday and reading the Torah. That moment is an Eis Rotzon, exactly like we stood at Har Sinai. Mimela, that's Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, why were they Kiveya on a Monday and Thursday? Or rather, the reason of the Gemara of 3 days without Torah. That's Klal, that's the Gemara. But there's an extra thing, that because there's a special Siyata Dishmaya, as an Eis Rotzon, when the Tzibur read the Torah, so Mimela the Makayim on that day, Badafka. Because those are the days that are going to be 3 days without Torah, and also special Siyata Dishmaya. Now, who was Mesakin Kriyas HaTorah? So the Gemara tells us, Baba Kama Dapei Beis, that Nevi'im were Mesakin in the door of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Mesakin for Klal Yisrael, for the Tzibur to read the Torah on a Monday and Thursday, like we said, 3 days without Torah. Frank the Prima got the Mishayla, Slicha, even if a person doesn't sit in the Beis Medrash, even if he's not in Yeshiva, even if he's not in Kaila, does he not read Kriyas HaTorah? Every single person in Klal Yisrael doesn't read Kriyas HaTorah. Avadi reads Kriyas HaTorah. Slicha, isn't Kriyas HaTorah Torah? Fred the Prima Godim, why do you have to go Kriyas HaTorah? That Torah every 3 days, so Klal Yisrael don't go 3 days of that Torah. What do you mean? We've got Kriyas HaTorah. Everyone says Kriyas HaTorah, at least minimum, if not maximum. What you should do is twice a day, minimum. So the Maestro says, Fred the Prima Godim. Says the Prima Godim in Achanami, well, here's a different answer, but I found a different answer that says, yeah, you're right, but the reason why they want to massacre Kriyas HaTorah is because Torah the Rabbim is Odif. In Achanami, every person individually says Kriyas HaTorah, but Torah the Rabbim, that's a Vada, much more of a Maila, and maybe that's a little massacre over there. The Prima Godim has another two answers. He says, apart from Limud HaTorah, they wanted Oisik B'Torah as well, which is more Doima to Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, another reason as well is we wanted Dafka B'Klaf. Person may meet Kriyas HaTorah, but he does that from a Siddur. We want a Dafka B'Klaf, a person to read over there. Al-Kaponim, that's the answer why they're Masakin Kriyas HaTorah, even though we do read Kriyas HaTorah. There are those that say that the Takona of Kriyas HaTorah was Masakin only after Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, not at the time when Moshe was alive. It's the Shail and the Rishonim, the Achronim, exactly with the date. I'm not going into the Bimarach and the Sogya. They bring the Birkei Yosef brings the Yerushalmi. The Birkei Yosef brings the Yerushalmi that the Chiv on Monday and Thursday was actually Ezra HaSofer himself. Right, which is a Sogya we've discussed here once before. Like I'll be different in Yonim. Now, the Kriya of... Oh, no shaykhus to this. Absolutely no shaykhus to this. Machlem Odom in a Tzibur. No connection to this whatsoever. That we've discussed at a previous shir, Ayin Shir number 45. Weiter. The Kriya of Shabbos Mincha. The Kriya of Shabbos Mincha was Mesakim by Ezra HaSofer for the Yoshvei Kronos. The Kriya of Yontuf was Mesakim by Moshe Rabbeinu to discuss the Inyoni Shal Yoim. And there's a tremendous child in the Poskim who was Mesakim the Kriya of a Tainis Tzibur. Very unclear in the Poskim exactly. I don't know if there's a real hachlo in that. There's both ways that Poskim go. Okoponim. Even though the Chiv of Kriya Satorah may have come from Moshe Rabbeinu himself, or at least Bismanoi,
Lekulei, not mamish lekulei alma, the psak la halacha is kriyas hatoyus drabon. Even though there's a mozik of ritva, the ritva and Megillah daf yizayin and mabeis, there's a tashvat and a bach and other poskim that want to say kriyas hatoyus doraisa la halacha we paskin it's only drabonon. That's over there. The three aliyas that we have in every parasha during the week were, like the Gemara said, created either by Moshe or by Ezra. The seven aliyahs on Shabbos were for sure created, were masakin by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now there is a shaila by Kriyas HaTorah like this. There's a shaila by Kriyas HaTorah, is it a chovas hayochid or is it a chovas tzibur? Meaning, is there an individual obligation on every single Jew in Klal Yisrael? Or no? It's when you're in a tzibur, then there's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Let me give a nafkamina. Fellow, a couple of months ago, called me up from Chutz Lo'etz. His parents-in-law were going to some place, I don't know, maybe in Scotland, or one of these places far out from England. There's no minyan there. There is no minyan. There's no Lubavitch, nowhere near. You can't walk there, in Shabbos, whatever the matzah may be. There is no minyan. So now his shayla is he allowed l'chatchila to go to a place where there's not going to be a minyan? Leave out Tefillah B'Tzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur is a shayla. We discussed it here before. Is it shtad al mamish? Is it not mamish? I'm in chasirso, then it's a chiyuv. But that we're not getting into. We're talking about Kriyas HaTorah now. If you hold that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovis yachid, so every single individual has a chiyuv to make sure that he listens to Kriyas HaTorah. But if you say that, no, it wasn't the chiyuv on the individual. The chiyuv was on the tzibur. When you're davening shachos with a minyan, if it happens to be on a Monday, do Kriyas HaTorah. That's the shaila. And the nafkamina will come out in this case. So it's very unclear in the poskim if it's a chovis hayochid or if it's a chovis tzibur. Now I have to tell you, in the gay that shaila, for example, the guy in England going to Scotland, the minig, for example, I don't know exactly in America, could be the same. In England, for sure, the minig was always to be mekel, right? And there were very, very chosh v'yidin that I spoke to in Chutz Oretz, very chosh v'yidin who I spoke to, and they themselves told me that we did it ourselves for many, many years. Now it's different because now you can buy minyonim, but that we're not going into. The mice, the minig was always to do it, when I discussed it with that goyim of Israel, Orbach Shlita, he looked at me like a posh, like fell out from the moon. What, to go to a place where there's no minion? Forget, me, and you didn't understand what was the hamamina? Again, the minig in the Chutz Lo'aretz, and people still do it, Adayim is there, even though nowadays it's much easier to find the minion, but the minig always used to be that people were mekel, and they used to go to a place even though there wasn't a Kriyas HaTorah. There is a tzad to say it's a chovis tzibur, and therefore it could be that if you're not in a mokum with a tzibur, it could be there's a mokum to say that you're not mechoyim. But avada bizmanenu, it's so easy to find the minion. Nowadays you go, again, I don't know, in America, I can imagine anywhere in the Catskills, Mastoma is milling all over the place. Right? I can imagine. In England, it's that way also. Right before the summer, it's a Gavaldik Yikidash Hashem. Right before the summer, you look at all the newspapers, and all the Jewish newspapers have a whole list of all the minyanim, or all the people that have six people, we're looking for another four. It's a Gavaldik Yikidash Hashem. So it's very easy to find a place with a minyan, so if other person should, l'chatchila, for sure, pick his holidays and vacations accordingly in a place where obviously there's going to be a minyan. Noshim, are women mechuyev to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? So even though some say that they are nichlal, the minig is that they are not makbid, they don't listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Zman, avada lechatchila, the zman of Kriyas HaTorah should be in the morning, the hainu by shachris, or the halacha is the whole day is kosher for Kriyas HaTorah. Now, that's the hakdoma that I wanted to start with. Let's go now into the halachas and the minhagim that are negated to psichas ha'orin, to the aliyah that you get, and Be'ez Hashem next year we'll go into the halachas of the people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, what their hanhagas should be at the time of Kriyas HaTorah. So number one, it's brought down in the Sfarim that there are places that are mechabit people, you know, the gabbah goes around, he's mechabit someone, oh, I'm mechabit you to psichas ha'orin ha'kodesh, the Yitzhoi Sefer Torah, it's a gavaldik, gavaldikazach. In other places, like the Chassidus of Shtiblach, they'll sell the schus of opening and taking out the Sefer Torah to give it to the chazan. There's a madcha. The madcha at the end of the Sechtas Megillah says, a moedikazach. He writes that the more people that are oisik in this mitzvah of Yitzhoi Sefer Torah, you're nichlal into the gewaldige meile of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The more people that are easy, that's why if you ever went to one of the United Synagogue shuls, so it's not the pshat like by us, what is it? The person goes up, he opens up the Ona Kodesh, he takes it out, gives it the chazan comes to the Ona, the bimah, and fair thing. The guns are checking and finish. That's it. But the United Synagogue is nishtazoi. There's a whole mahalach, you know, two people go up, they escort the man who's got the psicha, and then this one escorts the chazan. There's a ganze mahalach. And what's the pshat? Where does it come from? It comes from the matcha. In fact, the Maril brings down that when the Zman of Kriyas HaTorah, the Hayim, when they're opening up the Aron HaKodesh, they're doing Psichas Aron, every single person that's around the shul, even if it's outside, should come inside, and everybody should look, and everyone should see what's going on. The Gavaldike Gavaldike Zach of HaYitzoy Sefer Torah and the Aron HaKodesh is Barov Am Hadyas Mera. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Kufim Zayin brings that it's the Schus, the Etzim of the Chazan, he could take out the Sefer Torah and bring it to the Bima if they don't sell it or mechabed someone else with it. Right? Which means, sometimes it happens you're in a place, or maybe yeshiva, and they're not selling it, and they're not mechabed anyone with it. Now it comes to this Zman of the Ibn Sayer. What do you do? Maisim Mishibur Paskin, that the Chazan, you know, has the Kadima. He should be the one to run there, open it straight away, it's his chus, and he can take it out for himself. Now, there's always an inyan that whoever the quicker can do it, should do it. Because there's an inyan over here of Tircha de Tzibura, and therefore, if you happen to be standing next, you ever went to one of these Mishibur, you know, Mashachas, they're just waiting for somebody to open it, everyone's looking at everybody else, you do it, you do it, you do it. The first person should run there, there's an inyan of Tircha de Tzibura, and then nobody should wait for everybody else, you should be the one to go and open it. Now, when you open up the Aron HaKodesh, the Olam should be saying Vehi Ben Sayer, that we know. And when they remove the Sefer Torah from the Aron, some people wait until afterwards, you say Brich Shemei. Now, interesting. The Tvila, passage of Brich Shemei is written Alpi the Zohar Kodesh. Now, if you look in the Zohar Kodesh, it's very unclear. When are you meant to say this Brich Shemei? Is it before or is it after? Very, very unclear. That being the case, people think you can only say Brich Shemei before they took out the Sefer Torah. Once they took it out, too late. It's Nishta Zoy. If they're taking out the Sefer Torah and you're busy saying Tachna, still catching up. And when the time you finish your Tachna, the Sefer Torah is already half coming down the Bima, you can still say Brich Shemei. Because again, according to the Zoya, there is an Indian could be to say it even afterwards. And it's the same thing also, let's say you're the guy who got Psicha. So they gave you Psicha, you go over to Aron HaKodesh, you open it up, and has, you know, inside the door of there, the whole Brich Shemei. So, Sagansa Tzvila, very hard words, Aramaic, whatever, and you start reading it one by one. Now, the Chazan and the whole Tzibur are, you know, standing there, and you're still reading word for word. You shouldn't do that. You should say it afterwards. You should take out the Sefer Torah, give it to the Chazan, everyone continue and say Brich Shemei afterwards. Says, again, it's no chiyuv to say it before, you can say it afterwards. Now, the Aron HaKodesh should be closed after giving the Sefer Torah to the Chazan. Now the Chazal tell us like this. I'm referring to Chazal. Chazal say Kol Pina Sha'ata Poina Lo Yir Ela LeYamin. That means there's a certain chashivas that a person should always go to the right. When you open up the Peroiches of the Aron HaKodesh, which way do you go? So Lachatchela, the Drisha writes in Tofrish and Aleph. He writes that what you're meant to do is, you're meant to open the Peroiches from the left to the right. Because you're meant to always turn to the right, so you start with the left and you move it over to the right. As I state in the Drisha. The Prisha, however, brings the Minig Olam is Nishtazoi. And I think it's Taka the Minig Olam, unless you have a Minig different in the Yeshiva. But the Prisha writes the Minig that Klal Yisrael mainly took on is to open the Peroiches from the right and move it to the left. As they state in the Prisha. Whichever one you do, by the way, person shouldn't think it's Ma'akev, about it's Meseder Gomor. Just to Mekayim, the Chazal. Now, taking the Sefer Torah from the Bima, from the Aron HaKodesh to the Bima, obviously, you should go to the right side of the Bima. People should go to close to Sefer Torah, and not that the Chazan goes close to you. In other words, the Chazan, when he goes towards the Bima, shouldn't, you know, walk around in a way that everybody can give it a kiss. That's not the pshat. You don't take the Sefer Torah to people, even though people like to do such a thing. They want the Torah to come closer to them in a way that fits their lifestyle. But that's for a different shmooze. The pshat is that you're meant to go towards the Sefer Torah to kiss the Sefer Torah, not that it comes towards you in any oifen. Not the pshat that if you happen to be standing there, but it comes towards you. I'm not saying that. But sometimes you'll find a chazan. Let's say there's an old man over there. Okay, leave that old man. I don't want to get into it. But he'll go walk all the way over there to give the guy, and then he'll come back and mechadesa. I'm not saying it's awesome, but it's a shame. First of all, the Tircha de Tzibura involved, and second of all, the Poskim are not happy with their Sefer Torah being dragged around to go because you want to give it a hug and a kiss.
Some shuls in America, they were near the women's section, lifted up and all
that. Lay it there. Now, according to the Arizal, a person is not meant to only kiss it, he's meant to...
From
the Aron HaKodesh.
Towards Israel.
Yeah. A person, according to Arizal, is meant to hug and kiss the Sefer Torah, right? If you can't kiss it with your mouth, the Shari Ephraim and other poskim, right, you should kiss it with your hand. Even though there were many poskim that didn't like this business of putting your hand on the Sefer Torah and kissing it, there is an Indian that a person can do that if you can't kiss it mamish, right? The Shlach Kodesh brings down this Dafka Bepeh. We know that, by the way, anybody that said Tefillah Zaka with Kavona, or at least read the art scroll, knows that Tefillah Zaka, we write Dafka, that the kissing that we do with our mouth onto the Sefer Torah is Mesakim v'chole v'chole. So there is an Indian, I'll be the Arizal, I'll be the Shlach Kodesh, Dafka Bepeh, that a person's meant to kiss the Sefer Torah, but again, according to Shlach, you can't, you can kiss your hand. Now, if Henkin has a Gavaldic Sefer called Adesi Yisrael, so he brings over there that he saw Svaradim that don't kiss the Sefer Torah with their mouth, or with a hand, or with a talus. What do? They stand from a distance, and would they stretch out their finger, whichever finger it is, I don't remember, and they kiss their finger afterwards. And he says it's for two reasons. He likes it. Two reasons. Reason number one is, he didn't like the fact that people go to the Sefer Torah and kiss the Sefer Torah. What, you hold yourself so close to the Sefer Torah that I'm going to kiss the Sefer Torah? That's one reason he brings. The second reason he brings is the Me'il gets dirty. So many people kiss it, it gets dirty, the hands, this and the other, it's not covered to the Sefer Torah. The other Svarim bring another reason, is everybody knows the Shulchan Aruch over there, Yeri Dei, Sim Kuf Tezayin. That says this is a Sakona from somebody else's Reik, from somebody else's spit. And therefore, they kiss it back with their mouth. We're worried that maybe there'll be some rope there, and it's a shayla of a sakona. And therefore, that's another reason not to kiss. Lemaisa, if you're close to the Sefer Torah, then avada, you should do that. Arizal, you should go over, hold it, so to speak, which is a shtikala hug, give it a kiss. That's the best thing. But after, we have to be very careful. People often push people out of the way. I've seen this. You push people out of the way in order to get into the Sefer Torah. That's a vada should not be done. There's no shayla in the world, and that is not the right anhoga for a person to do. Let me just finish with one last thing, and that is the levoi, melava. To melava the Sefer Torah, are you mechuyev to follow the Sefer Torah from when it comes, no, in a kodesh, or from when it comes to your place, all the way to the bima, like every other melava? So there is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Mem Tes Sif Aleph says, Enachanami, you are meant to escort the Sefer Torah from the place that you get it all the way to the bima. However, the Maaseh of Shlomo Zalman and others brought down that that's not the minig. The minig is that only the chazan, or the person bringing the Sefer Torah to the bima, is the one that escorts it to the bima. Everybody else are malava ktsas, a little bit of levoy that you do together with it. Right? The chesed alafim brings down also, a person should only go a little bit with the Sefer Torah, not too much. Why? Mixikiyu, it's gaiva. Gaiva! You're walking after the Sefer Torah, the Ocha Shulchan writes a stark loshen. I didn't bring the loshen right now. But the Ocha Shulchan brings an old minhag of Yerushalayim that everybody used to go after the Sefer Torah to covered. And then he says, most people don't do it. Why? It's mamish yura, it's mamish gaiva. You are kedai to walk after the Sefer Torah. What do you hold yourself to be? As I state in the Ocha Shulchan. Al koponim, al kolifi, al mokim, ba'azman. Depends on the shul. It depends on the minhag of the shul. It depends how many people you have to shove out your way in order to get there. V'chulei, v'chulei. About it is an inyan that a person should, but a person has to realize that not kabbada chaveroi and benon la chaveroi also comes as well. So that is the first sugya that we wanted to discuss, the gabe psicha sa'orin and melava the Sefer Torah. But Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday we will continue with the halachos of exactly how to have an aliyah and how to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Be'ez Hashem, that will be on Sunday.